From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, July 29th at 8:56. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Seems like I keep bringing some bad news to the crowd here as we continue to see some weakness to start the week. Of course, rain moved through the Midwest here again this morning. Most of Illinois got some sort of rain here this morning, so not a good sign for markets here this morning, with some weakness noted for both corn and soybeans. Wheat trying to stabilize here a little bit this morning, but continuing to see weakness related to the rain. Is going to warm up a little bit here this week, but seems like we've got a few rain chances, and the extended forecast is a touch cooler with predictions of maybe more normal precip. So not necessarily anything friendly weather-wise here as we move through the end of July into the first part of August. So beans getting the brunt of the selling here this morning as we move towards a more critical month here of August for soybeans, with, you know, some rain impacting a lot of the Midwest here as we move into that month. We also have a first notice day for August futures on Wednesday, so continue to see some position lightening up ahead of that here over the next couple of days. Export inspections will be out this morning. Crop progress will be out this afternoon. Otherwise, a pretty standard week in terms of news. No real USDA data out here. So mostly just continuing to follow the weather and position squaring here ahead of the end of the month as well. As for prices, September corn at 393 and a quarter, down a penny and a quarter. December corn at 408 and three quarters, down a penny and a quarter. August soybeans, 1046 and three quarters, down 30 and three quarters. November soybeans at 1026 and a half, that's down 22. August meal, 351.50, down 180. August bean oil, 42.19, down 147. September Chicago wheat, 526 and three quarters, up three and a quarter. December at 551 and a quarter, that's up two and three quarters. September Kansas City wheat at 551, up five and a half. September Minneapolis, 590 and a quarter, up one and three quarters. Livestock markets here this morning are mostly lower. We've got August cattle, 188.35, down 22. October's at 188, that's down 55. August feeders, 258.40, down 130. September feeders, 258.50, down 110. August hogs, 91.60, down 187. October hogs, 75.52, down 267. The U.S. and Japan announced yesterday they were going to build some forces up around Japan in terms of continuing to support actions against China. So that leads to a little bit of weakness in beans here this morning, continuing to be concerned here on Chinese demand for U.S. soybeans as the U.S. and Japan talked a little tougher on China over the weekend. So that also leading to some of the weakness we're seeing in soybeans. Of course, at this point, China has very little beans on for new crop out of the U.S. For the 24-25 marketing year. So we'll continue to keep an eye on those relations here, especially with the elections coming up in the U.S. here in November. Otherwise, pretty quiet overall, still not seeing a lot of farmer action here this morning on the weaker market. So we'll see if there's better news in store here as the week goes on, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.